This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. As Congress prepares to take up immigration again, all sides are bracing for a heated debate. Analysts say there's more vitriol these days, and one reason is that white supremacist groups are embracing the issue. NPR's Jennifer Ludden has this report.
When a family of legal immigrants from El Salvador moved into a new home in Kentucky last year, they got an odd surprise. A large cross burning on the lawn. A note said, "My country, maybe. My neighborhood, no way."
This is a terrifying event for anybody. And, the message that kind of hate crime sends is not just solely directed at that family. That's a message of hate to an entire community.
Deborah Lauder is with the Anti-Defamation League, which recently reported that the KKK, among other hate groups, is finding new energy in members through the issue of immigration. That came as no surprise to Lisa Navarette of the immigrant advocacy group National Council of La Raza. She's seen plenty of hate mail in recent years.
"We're coming after you. You won't succeed. I'll make sure of it. Be careful." We had a staff person in Sacramento. Every time she appeared on television, was followed.
Mark Potok of the Southern Poverty Law Center says this is more than just the isolated kook. He's tracked a 40% rise in the number of hate groups since 2000. At the same time, there's been an explosion in anti-illegal immigration groups. Potok says some 250 created in just the past 2 years. Now he sees a type of cross-fertilization.
"This kind of really vile propaganda begins in hate groups. It makes its way out into the larger anti-immigration movement. And before you know it, you wind up seeing it in places like on CNN television shows, news programs."
Potok says the propaganda blames immigrants for just about everything: unemployment, failing schools, crime, even disease. He's heard numerous claims that Mexicans are bringing leprosy and malaria to the U.S. In fact, he says what little leprosy there is has been brought in by Asian migrants, and malaria is transmitted through mosquitoes, not people. Then there's the persistent theory that Mexico is conspiring to reconquer the American Southwest. Potok says he saw this presented on CNN as fact, complete with a map of the area to be taken over as Azatlan.
"The map, as it says prominently on the TV screen, is sourced to the Council of Conservative Citizens, which is a right-wing white supremacist group which says, among other things, that blacks are a, quote, retrograde species of humanity."
In its statement of principles, the Council of Conservative Citizens says it opposes non-European immigration. Leader Gordon Baum says his group saw a spike in interest after the mass immigrant marches a year ago. Sure, he says, the debate is heated, as well it should be on such an important issue.
"And the very heart and soul of it is, do we want to keep America as it is, more or less, or do we want it to be changed into a third world country?"
Baum's council helped promote a recent visit by two Belgian politicians with the Vlaams Belang, the current incarnation of a party Belgium's Supreme Court has declared racist. While in Washington, D.C., the Belgians met with the Federation for American Immigration Reform, or FAIR, which seeks less immigration overall. FAIR has been key in mobilizing grassroots activism, and it's often quoted in the mainstream media. The Anti-Defamation League called FAIR's meeting with the Belgians deeply troubling. FAIR Executive Director Dan Stein accuses the ADL of intellectual fascism.
"There seem to be organizations in this country that want to stifle a legitimate immigration debate and have tremendous double standards about bigotry and racism."
Whether you blame legitimate concerns or a propaganda campaign, both sides do say this. The American public holds an increasingly harsh view of undocumented immigrants. Take this radio broadcast in Nashville last year. An anti-immigration activist was speaking before a live audience about her visit with Border Patrol agents. She told the conservative talk show host how the Border Patrol may repeatedly deport the same Mexican migrant if a check shows he or she has no criminal record.
"I said, how many times are you going to do that?" He said, 7. I said, what are you going to do on the
7?
7 times. This is policy. I said, what do you do on the 8th time? He said, I put
him. Shoot him.
For analyst Mark Potok, that audience reaction shows the reach of extreme rhetoric about illegal immigration. And yet, he admits you can't blame it all on hate groups. Potok says what's happening is not a debate anymore, but a full-scale nativist backlash. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.